The last attempt to repeal the state's death penalty was 2 years ago and sponsored by former Democratic Representative Claire Leafy of Boulder.
I think it's immoral. I think it's ineffective. I think it doesn't belong in a modern system of justice.
But the measure didn't go far in the legislative process, failing in its first committee. Leafy says the timing was off, given the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora, as well as the politics in play.
That was also the session in which all the gun legislation was coming forward. It was the session in which civil unions passed.
But what really sealed the measure's fate was that Governor John Hickenlooper had reservations. Leafy says he felt a change in policy of that magnitude required more public discussion, and that was enough for Democratic Representative Lois Cort of Denver to vote against it.
I know we should repeal the death penalty. I also know that the governor said that he is struggling with it and that he is not confident that the people of Colorado are comfortable with this approach at this point.
A bill to repeal the death penalty made it out of a committee back in 2007, but failed on the House floor. The closest it came to passing was in 2009. The bill being debated would have directed money spent on the death penalty to help solve cold cases. It narrowly passed the House, but failed in the Senate by just one vote.
It is an issue that I think more than any other legislators ultimately tend to vote based on their own personal moral conviction.
That's Republican Representative Bob Gardner from Colorado Springs. He served on the House Judiciary Committee during his time in office. He heard and voted on every version of this bill.
It is one of the core public policy decisions in criminal justice that goes to the core of what one believes about what we as a society are trying to accomplish.
While the issue largely breaks down along party lines, there are Democrats who back the death penalty and Republican lawmakers who don't. Gardner, however, isn't one of them. He supports it, but in limited circumstances.
There has to be some kind of punishment that is reserved for those most heinous of things, and things for which there is no other real, fitting, and appropriate punishment.
Death row inmate Nathan Dunlap was the most recent person close to execution for his conviction in the 1993 murder of four people at a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant in Aurora. But after his appeals ran out, Governor Hickenlooper gave him a reprieve for as long as he's governor.
Doctors found him to be have serious bipolar issues, I mean mental illness, but at the same time, we didn't think it was appropriate to pull the rug out from under, you know, the whole system of law.
Hickenlooper's critics blasted him for making what they called a non-decision, and the issue became front and center during his re-election campaign in 2014.
To have a governor tell you that he's been up at night and struggling with this, come on. I think that should resonate with most reasonable people.
John Strayer is a political science professor at Colorado State University.
It's a moral question. Do you take a life no matter what? Do you use the power of the state to take a life? That's a legitimate concern.
Recent polls show a majority of Coloradans back capital punishment. Former Representative Bob Gardner says he thinks the governor needs to pick a side.
I would encourage any executive of any state or of the United States not to leave those kinds of decisions to their successor, though.
With Republicans in control of the state Senate, Democrats have said they don't expect to bring up the issue of a repeal during the next session. But former Democratic Representative Claire Leafy knows the debate won't go away.
The way the governor handled it guarantees that it will be an issue in the next race for the governor's office.
For his part, Governor Hickenlooper's office responded for this story, saying that he will not comment on the death penalty at this time. During his re-election campaign last year, he did pledge not to commute Nathan Dunlap's sentence and said he would leave the decision to his successor. He also said if a bill reached his desk, he would sign a repeal of the death penalty. I'm Benta Berkland.